A government initiative to help fruit and veggie growers while also feeding hungry whānau is coming to an end. But food banks say demand for the service is only growing. The Agriculture Minister today announced $500,000 to fund trials aimed at reducing food waste and addressing food insecurity. But a food rescue charity says there also needs to be money to help buy fresh produce for hungry families, boosting growers and those doing it tough. Our cameraman Nick Munro and reporter Nita Blake-Pearson filed this report.
Crisp carrots, fresh kiwi fruit and giant celery stalks, an abundance of fruit and vegetables fill boxes at this Auckland warehouse. It's headed to hungry families as part of a government initiative connecting growers with those who've been hardest hit by COVID's economic impact.
There was a gap there during a period of time when there was an excess of fresh fruit and vegetables available. That very quickly was repurposed in terms of providing these boxes, and we saw at the end of level four, we still saw community groups that were desperate for fresh fruit and vegetables, and with MPI's direction and funding, we ended up through our United Fresh organisation providing 10,000 boxes a week, which initially started off for I think a 10-week period that got extended to a 14-week period. And here we are today, just coming to the end of that period with these boxes for community groups.
Jerry Prendergast is the chief executive of United Fresh, a group representing the fresh produce industry. They stepped in when greengrocers had to close during lockdown and made sure their kai didn't go to waste. They were given $3.7 million to fill 100,000 boxes over the past 12 weeks, supplying food banks, marae, Salvation Armies and community groups.
We fixed a problem for our growers because we found a home for the product, so the waste was not in the marketplace. We actually resolved the problem for some of those community groups that were desperate for fresh fruit and vegetables during that period. Our delight through this process has been hearing feedback that they had not experienced fresh produce the way it's been coming to them.
While many other food banks supply cans and vital non-perishables, fresh food is often harder to come by. But Jerry Prendergast says the funding for this initiative is coming to an end.
Disappointed, really. The 12 to 14 week period has come to an end. We'd like to see Ministry look at continuing this project. We think there's an opportunity for those community groups to actually continue with this produce. We also know that that while we're changing people's palates in terms of eating, that you're actually reducing the salts, fats and sugars, and that's only got to be good for those groups.
Speaking at the food rescue charity Fair Food today, Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor announced funding of $100,000 to fund trials for five new initiatives to address food insecurity and waste.
These five organisations have come up with innovative projects and we're going to support them. It's $100,000 each to grow what is a good idea and I'm sure will be probably become mainstream operations. So we're very mindful of this challenge. This new area of acute food need is something that we've been confronted with through post-COVID, and we have to work on a solution.
But United Fresh's produce plan isn't on today's funding list. Veronica Shale is the chief executive here at Fair Food, and she says it's been a massive help having them over the past few months.
When COVID hit, the supply chain wasn't able to reliably deliver what we kind of give our communities. And so to have this constant supply has just been an absolute lifesaver and a game changer for a lot of people. Last year, we were helping feed about 3,000 people a week. This year, each week, it's about 20,000 people are fed, are helped, you know, we help feed them. That's a significant leap.
Damien O'Connor says the United Fresh initiative was about addressing a short-term critical issue and longer-term solutions are now needed. But he's not ruling out bringing it back in the future.
We'll continue discussions with United Fresh. They've done a great job with fruit and schools, you know, for a long time. But there are other organisations like this one that's popped up. So we'll work with all of these agencies, making sure that if they have identified a real gap and a need in the community, that we can help them fill that.
Today's funding is part of the nearly $15 million the government has budgeted over the next 2 years to save food from the primary sector that would otherwise be wasted. Efforts to create greater food security in a time where so many things are far from certain. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Nita Blake-Pearson ahau.